Apparently Compton Locker Room Chat is on the air one final time here in 2025. Brandon Tabman with you. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Cause Girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us here for a couple of minutes and a busy week, coach. Two games already in the books, Monday and Tuesday, so you went back-to-back. Let's start with the Monday win at home against McLouth, and that was a big-time win, to say the least. 70-13, that final score. You guys are playing some good basketball. I mean, you look up and four wins already before the break, and you guys all of just two wins all of last year. So we knew there was improvement, but you're seeing it now grow here before we get to the holiday break.
Yeah, absolutely. Kids are playing well, putting in a lot of work, being super coachable, and you know, I think we're doing a lot of just little things better. I mean, not that last year we weren't or anything, but you know, when everyone's a year older and you got some experience under your belt, it just makes things a lot easier. And then, you know, specifically about the McLouth game, one of the things that I really liked about it is, you know, we got in and got our stuff done. And, I mean, a large portion of our varsity kids, they didn't play much more than about 13 minutes that game. So, it was really good. We got a lot of good film on, some of our like varsity kids that don't get a lot of playing time. And then, we were able to get all 17 of our kids in the game, and, all of them were able to contribute. So it was good, and it was fun to see the foreign exchange students out there. They didn't really know what they were doing necessarily sometimes. And I think, you know, you get the announcer and the student section there, but,
right.
It was good, man. And it was good to go get that win. And it was good to see us take care of business and do what we needed to do.
Yeah. It's always good when you can get some of those, you know, deep bench players in at the end of the game. One, just for, you know, getting them experience. Two, it's on the positive side when you're on the winning side, you know, of a big outcome there. So obviously positive on Monday night. And then you guys turned around very next night. You traveled to Holton, Big East League matchup, and you guys get the win there, 47-41. So obviously a much different output in terms of, you know, the final score. But you guys get another win on the road in league play. Take us back to Tuesday night. What'd you take away?
Well, I mean, it was a weird game because obviously I'm pretty sure Holton didn't play on Tuesday. On Monday night. So I mean, we came in on a super short scout. I mean, I was able. The good thing is, I mean, I have two really good assistant coaches, and they were able to help me with each scout. But I mean, you're really not getting a full scout on either team. I mean, you're kind of going in there. I don't want to say unprepared, but I mean, you're going in there kind of half and half because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket and neglect the other game or anything like that. So. A short scout and I mean, Holton, man, they came out of the gates and they punched us in the mouth. I mean, the tanking girl, I think she had like 5 threes in the first 9 minutes. I think she had 4 in the first quarter and then made her first one like coming right out of the quarter break into the second quarter. So, you know, after that, we actually did a pretty good job. We were able to switch some defenses, played really, really well defensively in the second half. I don't know how much. I think we were down 9 or something going into halftime or something like that. I think we were down 11 at one point and, you know, kind of clawed our way back in the game and got a lead and kind of held on to it. But no, it was good. I mean, we've talked about before, we're still a pretty young group. So anytime we can be in these close games and, you know, figure out how to win close games, that's important because obviously last year we weren't in a ton of those situations. So, I mean, anytime you're in a group, situation like that, it's worth its weight in gold for this group, and you know, we're only going to get better in those situations moving forward.
Yeah, especially on the road, league play, higher classification, you take it and you're going to run with it, and your girls are obviously playing some good ball. And you know, you go back to the Oskaloosa game just a little bit over a week ago, you lost that game by 4, but you look, Lady Bears, they're 5-0 right now, so they've played really well. You've won back-to-back games, and I'm just, where I'm going with it is just the amount of games you have played over the last 8 or 9 days or so. You guys are basically playing about every 2 or 3 days up until the break.
Correct, yeah. And another point about Oskaloosa and even our game at Silver Lake, and even if you want to take it even further step back, I know you can't keep scoring at Jamboree, but, you know, I mean, I think as coaches, it's just nature when you go back, you're tallying up the scores whenever you're watching the film. I mean, the three teams we've lost to this year, they haven't lost a game yet. Like, I think they're combined like 16-0 or 15-0 or something like that. So it's not like we're dropping games that we shouldn't drop. I mean, we've lost to really good teams. Oskaloosa's a really good team. They're going to be up. Man, I don't envision them losing very many games. And Silver Lake's obviously the same way. But I mean, we're taking care of business. We're doing what we need to do, and you know, it's just got to continue. And obviously, we got one more before break, and then we kind of get that little pause where everyone can kind of take a deep breath. And kind of like you said, it's like we're playing every 2 or 3 days, so it'll be nice to get a handful of practices under our belt, kind of get back to focusing a lot more on us, what we need to do to get better for this back half of the season, and go from there. But I mean, so far, I'm pleased with our effort, pleased with how the season's turned out, but obviously got one more on Friday that we got to go get.
Yep, Coach, one more question before we get you out of here, kind of mixing it up with the Christmas holiday right around the corner, about to have a couple of weeks off here. You know, asking different questions to coaches, I'll ask you this. Is there a specific favorite Christmas gift that you remember receiving as a kid? You know, I remember a couple, one being when I got a VHS copy of the Mighty Ducks, the OG version.
No, there you go.
Couldn't have been more thrilled. Is there one specific gift maybe as a kid that you got growing up? It's like you remember that day to a T.
So mine is super specific too. I remember we were visiting my grandparents and I got the original N64.
Ooh.
And man, I didn't really know what was going on. And I was just like, I was not very old back then. And yeah, I was like out there playing on it, and I'm like, man, I don't think I'm too big of a video game nerd anymore. But I mean, I don't know, if you get out there and start playing games, and you start playing with your friends and stuff. But that's the one that sticks out to me, and it's funny. My mom has a video of it, and
yep,
she always reminds me of it. It's funny. I mean, it's funny because my brother was real little at the time too, and he was like crawling around, and he was just like trying to like crawl in the box, and I'm like too busy. They're trying to explain me what a video game system is. So that's the one that sticks out to me. The old N64, man, that's a good console.
I'd be shocked if any of your players on your roster, if you asked them what an N64 was, they'd be able to tell you. I would think of them would have no idea what
that
is.
Oh, there's zero chance.
Yeah, zero.
Absolutely zero chance. I'll ask them at practice. They'll look at me like they're like, dude, you're speaking a different language too.
Oh, gosh, incredible stuff. That's Joey Franzetta, Perry Lee Compton girls basketball coach. Again, the Caws playing some good ball right now, sitting at 4-2. They got one more game before the holiday break on Friday. Tough one on the road in Big East League play. It'll be at Riley County. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time as always. Enjoy the couple of weeks off after the game at Riley County. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Sounds good. Have a good Christmas and have a good New Year's.